One of my many memories and many blessings of being a priest for 20, almost 24 years, actually. No, 23 years. 23 years. Was my three happy years as pastor of St. Therese Parish in Mount Airy. It's my first parish and my first love. And so one of the gifts of that is to be able to see people grow spiritually and grow and become all that God has called them to be. And as you sit back over the years, 15 years now, and see what people have become in their life, it's a great blessing from God. Amen? And we're very blessed to have many members who were members of St. Therese in our midst. And it's made our parish stronger. Amen?
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 Amen.
It has. And so one of those members of that parish is now a doctor. And I'm very proud of her. And I've watched her. Amen. The three generations. We watch her mom, her grandmom, and herself come to Mass. And to watch her become all that God has called her to be as a black woman. Who is a doctor, a medical doctor, and all the hard work that has gone into that. I asked Dr. Nigel Waters to come today to speak to us about from a spiritual and also a medical perspective about the importance of the vaccine. And so, doctor, come on up. The doctor in the house. There's a doctor in the house. Good morning.
Good morning. So that was a wonderful introduction. I'm Dr. Nigel Waters. I have a medical degree as well as a master's degree in public health. I know we've all been bombarded with a lot of information and talking heads about COVID-19 and the coronavirus. But I just wanted to bring another voice as, you know, a black woman and a member of our medical community. I have trained at and am now an independent contractor working in many facilities and healthcare facilities within our region, including Temple University Hospital right up the street. My specialty is physical medicine and rehabilitation. So I focus on helping people with recovery from debilitating illnesses like traumatic brain injury, spinal cord injury, strokes. And now, you know, since this past year, it's been a lot of patients with recovery from coronavirus and COVID-19. And it has been a very rough year, as I'm sure you can all imagine. We already knew in the medical community that this was the deadliest year. 2020 was the deadliest year in American history. And just 3 days ago, the CDC released the actual statistics from the first half of the year, and they found that the life expectancy in the U.S. actually dropped by 1 year in the first half of the year. And in the black community, it was closer to 3 years. It dropped from 74.7 to 72 years old. The last time America had a drop of that magnitude was after World War II, or during World War II. So, for people who still, I don't think any of us, but if there are people out there still thinking that this thing was a joke, it clearly is not. I know a lot of us have personal stories, and many of us or may have even had the disease and recovered, and prayerfully, thankfully, it might have been a mild course. You know, all you had to do was stay home, take a little Robitussin, have some tomato soup and grilled cheese. You know, and you were fine a few days later, and prayerfully, a lot of people had that course. But for a lot of people, it was a lot more serious, a lot more deadly. I have personal stories where I've seen families lose both parents. I had a younger, in her 40s, relatively healthy EMT, and her fiance were stricken, and the day she woke up from the ventilator was the same day that her fiance passed away in another hospital off the ventilator. So, you know, for these reasons, I went and got vaccinated as soon as I could, and as did most of my colleagues in critical care. In December, the first week that it was offered, I got the Pfizer vaccine, and then I am now over a month out from my second dose. I tolerated fine, had no effects. I can assure you all this purple hair is a choice. It was not a side effect from the vaccine. It's a liver choice. Now, in full transparency, some people, they got their second dose. They said they were kind of wiped out for a day. They felt feverish and chills, and they said they would do it again in a heartbeat rather than deal with the possible side effects of actual having COVID-19. And now I understand the skepticism. I know a lot of people may feel that this has been rushed. But let me remind you all, so COVID-19, that we all are familiar with the term, this is the disease. The virus that causes this disease is severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus 2. That is SARS-CoV-2. Now, if SARS sounds familiar, that's because there was a SARS-CoV-1 back in 2002. If we remember, it kind of ran through Asia in 2002, 2003, and thankfully, prayerfully, it did not become a worldwide pandemic, so a lot of us forgot about it. But the scientists did not forget about it. They started working on developing mRNA vaccine technology back then in 2002, because they knew that their SARS-CoV-1 might have a nasty cousin coming down the pike, and that's where we are now. So this vaccine has been in development for 18 years, this technology. And we have had worldwide collaboration. Back in February of 2002, as soon as they had the information, the Chinese government and scientists, they released the entire genetic sequence of this COVID-19 coronavirus too. So all of the scientists around the world were able to plug these pieces together from the information they had and have been working on back in 2002 with this new information. Absolutely, it's a blessing. So I understand that people are kind of skeptical about things, you know, especially when it comes to the US government, because they've failed us in a lot of ways, both with dealing with this pandemic and, of course, our medical history, especially in the Black community. You know, we have Tuskegee, we have all aspects of medical racism that have weighed heavy on us. And, you know, we still have work to do in that regard, that is for sure. But we can't sit on the sideline for this one. We have to remember this has been a worldwide effort. And if we want to regain some normalcy and be free, I strongly encourage us to get behind that. You know, we can't seriously sit around and listen to these conspiracy theories. You know, we want to tweet from our smartphones that they want to put microchips in us to follow us. Well, you know, Siri and Alexa, they already know what we're doing all the time, everywhere we are. So, you know, you can't worry about that. You know, we went and stood in line for Popeye's chicken sandwiches, which we know are bad for us. Now, meantime, we want to stay on the sidelines and kind of wait, but other people are coming in line into our communities and taking vaccines that are being set aside for us. I have colleagues in Miami say who've been running family clinics and say, I've never seen, you know, so many BMWs and Mercedes in the parking lot now that we're having our vaccine clinics. You know, who are these people all of a sudden? You know, so other communities and everyone are getting vaccinated because they understand that this is the next step to freedom. It's not a, you know, magic bullet or anything, but it's something very important, and I'm very adamant that we try to get involved with this. And of course, always with specific medical concerns, speak with your family doctor, but at this point, we are recommending this vaccine for most adults. There are very, very rare contraindications or anything of that nature. People ask me which one, you know, Moderna, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson. I say take whichever one becomes available to you. Yes, myself and Dr. Alice Sanford, who has been doing wonderful things in the community with the Black Doctors Consortium. You know, we are not invested in these individual companies, but what we are invested in is our community. Yes. So, So please, everyone, you know, stay safe, continue to wash your hands, wear your masks, and if the opportunity arises, please go ahead and get vaccinated, because this is the next step that we can take in getting our freedom. Thank you.
Well done. Well done. Thank you, my sister. Well done. Amen, amen.